You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
After a weekend where we finally got our first snowfall of the year, and of course it had to be done in a big way. No easing into winter for us. It is jumping in with both feet.
We got punched right in the snowballs, Dom. We sure did.
Close to a foot of snow in some parts of the metro area, up in the high country for the ski areas. They're loving it because I see Copper got about 16 inches of snow.
We're seeing dollar signs right now.
Yeah, so that's all good. Now we're going to start a gradual warming, although this morning, super cold to start your day, especially when you factor in the wind chill. A little bit earlier, it was down. Wind chill, I saw, was like at 2 at one point. Might even be colder. I don't know.
That's some lose some fingers weather right there.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll get into the 40s today. 60s by the end of the week. In fact, this coming weekend is supposed to be just beautiful, like mid-60s.
So. I will say I'm super excited for Friday. It's going to be nice because that's my pint for pint promotion at the Holladaly Brewing Company in Golden. So I wish
you'd
come down and see me. I'll be down there, this Friday from 3 to 7. You come down, you donate a pint of blood, and you get a voucher for a free pint of beer from the crew at Holladaly. I think there's just like a handful of slots still open. You have to sign up and reserve your donation time. Mix100.com, and there's a pint for pint link right there on the homepage. You can't miss it. So sign up. I want to hang out with you this Friday. It'll be a good time. All right.
And you got good weather for it, too, so you won't have to stay in and hunker down. You can get out and go have a brewski and help out a good cause with Denver's Mix 100. So there's that. What else is going on? On Friday with the Mindbender, somebody had called in. We were talking about things that a grown man should be embarrassed to have in his house. And one of our callers suggested that it could be still putting up trophies, like from high school or youth sports or something like that, that if a grown arse man has a trophy up in his house, that's kind of embarrassing. And so we thought, well, we might as well ask people, even if you don't have it up on display, what trophies do you still have from your glory days?
Yeah.
What trophies?
And if you do have them displayed, even better, honestly.
Really, you need to call us.
Please.
One way or the other.
I have one that I actually just keep in the garage. It's on one of my shelves in the garage just because it's kind of silly to still have out. It's the Best Actor Award from 1998 Bear Creek High School from a program called You Can't Take It With You. And it's still proudly displayed in the garage, Dom. I got it
proudly.
Up. Proudly. Covered in sawdust.
I have a Best Actor trophy as well. It was from considerably earlier years than yours.
1864.
But it was a one-act play competition for District Best Actor for The Admirable Bashville.
Ooh,
was
nice.
The name of that one.
That sounds fancy.
And then it's in a box somewhere. I don't know where it is. It's in a box, along with a trophy from a father-son fishing tournament where my dad and I took first place in some father-son. It was a bass fishing tournament.
That's cool, though.
And we got first, and we each got a trophy. I don't know what happened to his, but mine is in a box, a bin.
Oh, you
basement.
Should get it out, man.
I'm not like you. I don't save a bunch of old stuff like that, but I know I have those two little trophies in a bin. What am I going to put
them? You should put them up
it?
In the office. And see, that's the thing. Like, fast forward a few years. I've got, car show plaques and car trophies from when I entered my Corvette into car shows. I got some awards. I have some of our, I put some of our broadcasting awards up on the wall in my office. And I mean, it's kind of nice just to kind of have that stuff up, and you can look over and be like, yeah, we have accomplished a few things in my life. It's kind of neat to have, you know, there, you so you can look at them every day, give yourself a little attaboy. I mean, honestly, what do you do with these things then if you still have them? What do you do with the old high school trophies? Do you trash them? Do you toss them?
No, you know what you do?
That would hurt.
With high school trophies, here's what you do. You hold on to them until your children must throw them away after you die.
That's the thing. You just put it on somebody else.
Right. They'll toss them after you have gone. So you hold on to them. You keep them in a bin like I do.
Yeah.
And then when I'm gone, my son will throw them away.
You can get the roll off and throw them in.
Alex, what do you got?
I still got my Best Hustler trophy from soccer, which basically means I ran around and accomplished nothing.
Hey, good hustle, Alex. Good hustle at the end of every game. This kid hasn't scored a goal all season. Good hustle, Alex.
You know what that is, Alex? That's really kind of like the Miss Congeniality Award for sports, isn't it?
Honestly, it is. You are spot on with that.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty funny, bud. That's
so do you still have good hustle in your adult years or no?
I mean, I try, but I'm still accomplishing nothing, so
hey, what does that trophy look like, the best hustle trophy?
I mean, it's just a typical trophy. They didn't really do a lot with it.
Okay.
You know, just got the star on top of it.
Oh, okay. I thought it had like a little silhouette of a kid just running on top of it, maybe.
I'm sure it's just in the little plaque that they glued to the front of it. Best hustler, Alex. Way to go.
That's a good one, man.
You're a good man, Alex. Have a great day. Thank you for being on the show. We appreciate you. And then there's Grace. Grace, you got a trophy?
Yes, I got a trophy. I got a cup stacking trophy when I was about 5 years old because I was performing in the World Championship at the Denver Coliseum.
Shut your mouth. That's a prestigious award right there.
Dang.
I know. It's a great time. I'm also the teacher that does a mind bender every single morning with my students, so I thought I'd call in today.
Well, that's fantastic.
Thank you for that. And you still have, is your trophy still on display or is it in a box somewhere?
Oh, it's on display, of course.
So what was it for exactly with the cup stacking? Like quickest time or what?
Quickest time. I actually held a world record for a good year there. So I got to keep it on display as that's a fun fact.
So is it for stacking cups and then unstacking? Is that just...
Yeah, so it's like the full cycle. You can look it up. It's called sports stacking now, but fastest time to stack the cups up and stack the cups down, and then, that's it.
Four stacking.
And you held a record for a year, like for your age group, is that right?
That is correct, yep.
What was the time?
Oh, my gosh, I don't remember. It's probably 9 seconds or something like that. It was.
Wait a minute.
I can
How can
that.
You set a world record and not know what your world record was?
It was like 2 decades ago. It was so long. I just, one of those things, I barely even remember that time in my life.
You think you could still do it?
I still do it sometimes. You bet it.
Impress your friends at a party? I need some cops immediately, guys.
Oh, good for
it is
you.
A good party game to have, for sure.
Sure, I bet.
Well, I will tell you, before you go, I'm going to tell you that there was a time on the show many years ago where we used to have a whiteboard up in the studio, Grace, and we wrote at the top of it, Sacred Cow. And they were things that we made fun of on the show, and people got so mad that they wrote in and said they were never going to listen again. And so we jokingly put that on our Sacred Cow list. And I kid you not, cup stacking was on there because we were making so much fun of it about that's not a sport, blah, blah, blah. And people lost their minds.
It was up there with cheerleading, I believe. Cheerleading was on the list, too, because we said that it wasn't a sport.
God. So hilarious.
I love that. That's great. Hey, I mean... It's one of those fun things to do, though. I don't know if you consider it a sport, though, but I also don't want to be yelled at today for saying that.
No, you're good. You're on Team Dom and Jeremy. You have a great day, Grace. Thanks for being on the show.
Yes, you as well. You guys, too. Bye.
See you later.
That's funny.
That's an impressive trophy.
She's got a world record for a year. Carrie wrote in. She said, I did stop dating a guy who had his sports trophies in his living room, including stuff like Little League from when he was 9 or something.
Oh.
I thought that was a red flag. Wouldn't anyone? Now, that's a good question. If you're dating someone and you go over to their house and they have a youth sports trophy still up on their mantle... Psychologically, what is that saying about them? There's a possibility that, they're just proud of something that they've done. Or it could be, they just are very sentimental. Or could it be that they are stuck living in the past?
That could be a big part of it. Or it's
Which
just a
one
joke.
Of those is
I would
more
hope it's
likely.
Just a joke, and then you have a sense of humor to laugh at it as well.
Well, I think with Carrie, if she said, I think if she stopped dating the guy, then he wasn't doing it to be like ironic or funny. He obviously was like,
this is where I peaked.
That's right. It's the glory days.
This is
thing,
where
right?
I peaked. Yeah.
So is it a red flag if someone still has a bunch of stuff from their past that are they living in the past?
Is he still wearing his Little League uniform? That's when I'm going to be concerned.
He walks around in his cleats.
Clop, 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 clop.